In Parshas Vayigash, there are two moments which the Torah identifies, an embrace and a bechia, crying. The first moment is finally after Yehuda's impassioned speech to convince Yosef to free Binyamin and take Yehuda himself as a slave, as the slave for Yosef HaTzadik. The Yosef comforts the brothers and said, Ani Yosef Oda Vichai. The Torah records that Yosef implores his brothers, don't worry about it, don't feel bad about the fact that you may have sold me into slavery. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had a plan all along, now I can take care of you. Please go and bring down our father Yaakov Avinu down to Mitzrayim. At that very moment, the Torah tells us how Yosef and Binyamin finally embrace each other. And as they're embracing, it says that Yosef is crying on Binyamin's shoulder and Binyamin is crying on Yosef's shoulder. That is the first aspect and moment in which the Torah tells us that there was an embrace and crying. The second is finally when Yaakov Avinu himself goes down to Mitzrayim after he also offers the korbanos in Be'er Sheva. It says that Yosef embraces Yaakov Avinu for the first time, and Yosef is crying incessantly on Yaakov Avinu's shoulder at that very moment. What are these two elements of crying? What is the Torah trying to convey to us with these moments of crying? Why are they so critical to the story that the Torah needs to record them? In regards to the first moment with Yosef crying on Binyamin's shoulder, Binyamin crying on Yosef's shoulder, the Medrash tells us that the crying was not stam, the crying was not for nothing, but it was due to a tragedy that was going to befall each Yosef and Binyamin. The Medrash explains that Yosef is crying on Binyamin's shoulder because Yosef knows with Ruach HaKodesh that eventually the Beis HaMikdash, which stands in the Chelek of Binyamin, Chofef Alav Kol Hayom, says the Pasuk, is going to be destroyed, and that's a tragedi, and therefore Yosef is crying for those Batei Mikdashos that are going to be destroyed in the Chelek of Binyamin. And Binyamin, on the other hand, is crying on Yosef's shoulder because of the Mishkan that eventually will be built in the Chelek of Yosef, Yosef's Chelek and his Nachla, that will also be destroyed. And that is the reason for Binyamin's crying on Yosef's shoulders. It's a bit bizarre. Why is the Medrash telling us, A, what they're crying about is an obvious, that they're crying within the context of the story because they're embracing each other for the first time in a long time after Binyamin probably assumes Yosef to be dead. Yosef assuming that he'll never see Binyamin again. Isn't that the simple understanding, the Pashup Shot? What is the Medrash trying to tell us? That they're crying for things that have yet to pass, for tragedies that will be in the future. Another question that one could ask on the Medrash is, why is Yosef crying for the Beis HaMikdash in the Chelek Binyamin? And why is Binyamin crying for the Mishkan that is located in the Chelek of Yosef? I think in order to answer these questions, we have to understand that at this moment and juncture within history, the brothers were able to achieve a certain sense of achdus and unity that they had yet to been able to achieve up until that point. The sinas chinam and the sibling rivalry that existed amongst the brothers was so toxic and terrible that it led ultimately to Yosef's sale. The brothers ignored the cries of Yosef and sold him into slavery. It was specifically after Yehuda gives this impassioned speech to reverse that entire episode where Yehuda puts himself out on the line, one of the sons of Leah, to save the son of Rachel, Binyamin, a complete act of tshuva for what took place many years ago with Yosef. At that very moment, Yehuda expresses and demonstrates the proper achdus and unity that was supposed to be felt the entire time amongst the brothers. That it wasn't a selfish desire to raise Yehuda's own stature and status, but he was willing to give up his freedom and become a slave as long as Binyamin could return to his father. It was that selflessness that caused Yosef HaTzadik to reveal himself to the brothers. And that element and that feeling of selflessness that achdus that must have created within the room was something that was infectious to all the brothers. And an achdus that maybe they have never were able to achieve up until that point, and then maybe never even again. And it's because of that achdus, perhaps we could suggest, is the idea behind the Medrash. The Medrash is trying to tell us that the crying of Binyamin on Yosef's shoulders and Yosef on Binyamin's shoulders was not a selfish crying. It wasn't Yosef crying because he was emotionally satisfied and missed his brother, and Binyamin was also emotionally satisfied, but rather it was a crying that was geared towards somebody else. It was a selfless crying. It was a crying to look into the other person's pain and making their pain one's own, to empathize with somebody else. When Yosef was crying on Binyamin's shoulders, it wasn't just because he was happy to see him, but it was because he felt Binyamin's pain of growing up without a brother. And when Yosef was crying on Binyamin's shoulders, and when Binyamin was crying on Yosef's shoulders, he was empathizing with Yosef and understanding the trials and tribulations he must have had to go through, being sold into Egypt, and all those terrible things that transpired. They were crying for each other's tragedy and trying to empathize and relate to each other. Perhaps that's the idea behind the Medrash. The Medrash explaining that Yosef crying for the Beis HaMikdash, that was not in his chelek, because Yosef felt that whatever great heights and that will lead to tragedy that were going to befall Binyamin, that's not an isolated tragedy, but that is a tragedy felt by all the brothers, by all of Am Yisrael, and vice versa. When it comes to Yosef, when it comes to Binyamin, who sees the fall of the Mishkan, is not going to say that is Yosef's problem, not mine, but he's going to empathize with him at that very moment and share that sense of achdus and unity and brotherhood that Yehuda so beautifully displayed in his speech. Perhaps that is a crying that is taking place with Yosef and Binyamin. Moving over to Yaakov Avinu, perhaps what's going on with Yaakov Avinu, the Medrash explains that at that very moment, that when Yosef embraces Yaakov, it's that Yosef is the only one who's crying, as the pasuk clearly states. And what is Yaakov doing at that time? Rashi explains that he was saying Kriya Shema. Why at that very juncture is Yaakov Avinu saying Kriya Shema? Wouldn't one think, after missing his favorite son for all these years, that he would want to embrace and cry and hug and kiss his son, just like Yosef was doing to his father? Many of the Mepharshim explained, the Maral and others, that at that very moment Yaakov Avinu was able to take that sense of simcha, joy, elation that he was experiencing, and recognize that it was that very moment that Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, that was ultimately all coming from the Ribono Shalom, that Kadosh Baruch Hu's plan was unfolding before him, and he was able to take that sense of satisfaction, happiness, simcha that he had, and recognizes that was really all a result of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and not some random event that took place. I think that the two events of crying are there to teach us two things, that there are moments in life in which we need to cry for others, there are moments in life where we need to empathize with others, that we need to feel a sense of achdus, that we need to care for others' concerns as if they were our own. And at the same time, there are moments in life, as Yaakov tells us, when Yosef is crying on his shoulders, that when we are elated, when we are happy, when good things are happening to us, that we recognize that those things are a direct result of the Yad Hashem, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Sashkacha Pratis, and not something which is random, it happens in a vacuum, rather it's all part of the Ribono Shalom's plan. And therefore that we shouldn't just turn to the Ribono Shalom in times of need and suffering, but even when good things happen to us, that we also recognize that those blessings that are bestowed upon us are all Yad Hashem. Have a wonderful Shabbos.